Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Wow, honey. You're so good.
Oh, no. Now I'd lost count. How long had she been standing there for?
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to startle you. Can you teach me some moves?
I hesitated, but I didn't want to sound mean, so... Sure, Carol. Come in. I'll show you some of the basics. I did some simple moves for her to follow, but... Oh man, she was awful! Seeing an out-of-shape, middle-aged woman attempting front lunges and high Vs isn't something you see every day. But I did appreciate that she was putting the effort into getting to know me. Oh, sorry. You must be wondering why I was calling my mom by her first name. Well, she's actually not my mom. She's my stepmom. You see, my mom passed away when I was 10. Then, last year, when I turned 15, Dad started seeing someone again with help of a matchmaker, and he thought it was important for me to have a mother figure, and that's how we ended up marrying Carol. I enjoyed having bonding time with Carol, but it quickly became kinda uncomfortable. She watched me practice my cheerleading moves every night, started up conversations about the boys at my school, and she insisted on binge-watching TV series with me. Yeah, you all must know how awkward it is having an adult sitting next to you while there's some romantic kissing scene on the screen, right? Jesus, I needed my privacy. Then one time, I arrived home from school to find her in my room, going through my makeup.
Donna, sweetie, how exactly do you use this?
Okay, so this was a bit too much. She's crossing some lines here, messing around with my stuff without asking, but I couldn't bring myself to get mad at her either. You see, Carol is the definition of an ideal housewife. She's such a kind-hearted woman, and she always kept the house immaculate and cooked delicious meals. Maybe she spent so much time doing this that she didn't have any time to take care of her appearance? Hey, everyone deserves to feel beautiful, right? So, I showed her how to apply makeup. Carol, you do so much for Dad and me, so I think it's about time you treated yourself. How about we go to the mall tomorrow?
I would love to.
I thought I was doing something nice for her. Little did I know, this was the start of something crazy. The next day at the mall, I took her into a clothing store where women her age shopped. I held up a nice blouse, but she shook her head. Then, to my utter dismay, she insisted we go into the Pull&Bear store next door.
But Carol, that's for teenagers!
But she still marched us in there. Then she pointed at an outfit and asked me if I could try it on for her. I wanted today to be about her, not me. But okay, as long as she's happy. I stepped out of the dressing room and twirled, and the store staff immediately complimented me. Then, Carol suddenly turned to the staff and asked them to get the exact dress in size XL.
What? Was she going to wear that too?
Carol coyly stepped out from behind the curtain and asked,
"So, what do you think?"
I froze for a moment. I mean, look at her! She looked ridiculous! But I couldn't tell her that, so I reluctantly gave her a thumbs up. And just like that, Carol bought us both the exact same dress. But there's more. She suggested that we both wear them right now, while we were still in the mall! I spluttered out, shouldn't we save them for a special occasion? But her mind was made up. So, there we were. Daughter and stepmom walking through the mall in matching dresses. I could feel all eyes were on us. We even ran into one of my friends, and she mistook Carol for my cousin. At least, that was until she saw Carol's face. That poor girl looked like she'd just seen Annabelle. Carol sure was flattered, as on the way home she beamed as she said,
"To think, your friend thought I was your cousin. I should dress like you more often. It takes years off me."
And I kid you not, She actually meant it. From that moment onward, she started dressing like a teenage girl. Or, to be precise, like me! Exactly like me! Apparently, I was the only one finding it weird in the house, because my dad said nothing. I needed to talk to her, or else someone at school would see me and make fun of me. So that evening, I went downstairs to see Carol sitting on the couch, reading some magazine. I took a deep breath and said, Carol, can we... Oh, hi, sweetie. Look, I'm choosing a cake for your upcoming birthday party. I hope that's okay. Oh no, why is she always so sweet and kind? This made me feel so bad. She's doing so much for me, and all I do is complain. So obviously, I didn't bring up the subject of her copying my style. That's just trivial, right? Instead, I sat next to her and we talked about the birthday party. Then she showed me some pretty dresses on her phone and asked me to pick one for my party. I really like this one. Carol smiled. Oh, that looks lovely. Great choice, sweetie. Imagine how stunning we'll look in these. We? Oh no, not again. It had to be now or never to talk to her about this. Carol, I don't think we... But at that exact moment, my dad arrived back from work.
What are you two still doing up so late?
Before I could say anything, Carol ran over to him.
Donna and I are going to wear this dress on her birthday. What do you think?
Great. Anything that makes my ladies happy.
I couldn't go through the humiliation of being dress buddies with Carol for one more time. On my special day? I needed to do something. I had a plan, but the timing had to be faultless. So, on the day of my party, when Carol was ironing her dress, I rushed in and told her that the delivery guy had just dropped off the wrong cake. Carol freaked out and ran downstairs immediately. Ha! It worked! Now, let's get started. And, well, 10 minutes later... As expected, we all heard a loud scream coming from upstairs. Dad and I rushed in and saw Carol sitting on the bed crying into the dress.
Darling, what's wrong?
She held up the dress.
Look! It's ruined!
There was an iron-shaped burn mark on it. Yep, you guessed it. It was all me. When Carol left the room, I turned the iron's temperature to max. My God, I really had to pinch myself trying not to laugh. But suddenly, Carol turned to me and in a serious voice said,
You need to change to another dress.
What? She can't be serious, right? It's okay, Carol. You can just wear another dress. I don't mind.
No, it's not okay. We've planned this. Go get the blue one that we both have.
Listen, I don't think we should dress the same. It's just weird. Then my dad jumped in.
There's no time to argue. The guests are already waiting downstairs. So Donna, go get changed.
Ugh, unbelievable. It was so embarrassing. All my relatives were complimenting us, but I knew they were really laughing inside. My friends, on the other hand, were sniggering and telling me we looked like a budget version of the Olsen twins. I thought that day was already a nightmare, but then it got extremely annoying when she even started to copy my behavior. One evening, my boyfriend Thomas came over and we were all eating pizza in the living room. I took a bite and said, OMG, delish! And the next thing I knew, Carol was quoting those words of mine as she sipped on her Diet Coke. Cringy! Then later, when Thomas had to leave, I walked him to the door and I squeezed his cheeks as a cute little goodbye, since we couldn't exactly kiss or anything in front of my parents, obviously. But guess what? Just under 5 minutes later, Carol suddenly sat closer to my dad and did the exact same thing to him. It was so weird. And my dad wasn't really impressed either. But here comes the worst part. A few days later, my friend had sent me a link to Carol's TikTok account. Oh my days. It was a video of my dad, and it had thousands of likes. Then suddenly, I heard noises coming from downstairs.
Carol? Carol!
Carol scampered out of the kitchen looking clueless.
What's wrong, honey?
What's wrong? My colleague just sent me a video of you playing a prank on me. Everybody has seen it. even my boss, my customers, everyone! How am I supposed to go to work now? Ruining my career. Is that what you want? So much for being an accident.
Yep. The video I was talking about was this one, where Carol baked a fruitcake for my dad and then smashed his face into it. Then, when he looked up, he had two strawberry slices stuck to his eyes. He kinda looked like that creepy clown from the movie It. She uploaded it on her TikTok account, and it instantly got viral. I played that prank on my friend a while ago at our slumber party, but I didn't expect that Carol would copy it.
Get out of my house!
My dad's shout took me aback, while Carol burst into tears and begged,
"Please, honey, don't do this. I'm sorry."
But my dad didn't listen, and just told her to pack and stay out of his sight immediately. As she started to move, I grabbed her arm. "Carol, wait. I know that you've been copying my clothing style and my behavior, and now this TikTok. But you must have a reason for that, right?" Carol nodded, so I calmed Dad down, and we sat down with her as she sobbed out,
"My first husband often made fun of my dreary appearance. He even banned me from going to his family events, as he said the way I looked was embarrassing for him. Then eventually, he couldn't stand looking at me anymore, so he handed me the divorce papers. Now I'm with your father. I worry he too will get irritated by my looks, and I'll be abandoned again. But he adores you. Therefore, I thought that if I tried to be more like you, then he'd adore me too."
My God, Carol's ex is such a jerk. How could anybody want to get a divorce just because their partner didn't have the best dressing sense? I hugged her tightly and said, "Nobody's going to abandon you. You're a part of this family. But how about we find you a new style of your own, instead of copying mine, okay?" Carol nodded at me with a light smile while still sniffling. My dad eventually calmed down, apologized for overreacting, and came over to join us in the hug. So, after that, I started helping Carol with the house chores so she had more time to spend on herself. I showed her how to style her hair, helped her pick out some stylish clothes, and sent her the links to some videos on makeup tips. Now she has her own chic image going on. She kinda reminds me of Martha Stewart. I always thought my stepmom was bonkers, but turns out everyone's got their own story, right? And we should get to know them first before jumping into any conclusion. Everybody should feel good about themselves, and no one should ever make them feel otherwise.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.